I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The fastest growing segment of the U.S. public school population is English language learners. These are kids who don't have a firm grasp of the English language. Their numbers have almost doubled in our public schools since the mid-90s. These students sit side by side with English-speaking classmates, but their test scores lag far behind. Just this past week, a court hearing began in Arizona over the effectiveness of the state's English Language Learner, or ELL, programs, and the U.S. Department of Education has launched a civil rights investigation of the ELL program in Los Angeles. Officials say only 3% of ELL students in L.A. schools are proficient in math and English by the time they reach high school. Still, some public schools are doing far better than others. Nina Porzuki reports from one of them in Downey, California, right next door to Los Angeles.
Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
It's the beginning of the day at Galden Elementary School.
And to the republic for which it stands.
Stephanie Blanco's fourth graders file to their seats as she announces the first subject of the day, a math test.
Your job today, right now, is to analyze and find the median, mode, and range of data. Those were three big words: median, mode, and range.
On the outside, Galden looks like any typical Southern California elementary school. Squat beige classrooms surround the playground. And on the inside, Galden is also typical of many Californian schools. Just over a third of the students enrolled here are English language learners. And for Mrs. Blanco, the challenge of teaching content courses like math or social studies and language acquisition to a mixed group of English learners, former English learners, and English-only students can be somewhat overwhelming.
You're sitting down to plan your social studies lesson, and I'm going to teach about the gold rush, and I have to teach this beginner about minors coming to California, their struggles, their strifes, their successes, and I have to teach that advanced kid and even my English-only kiddos the same content standard and make it comprehensible for that beginner. It's out of control. It almost seems unbearable.
In the United States today, more than 5 million children are English language learners. The majority are not foreign-born, according to Patricia Gandara, professor of education at UCLA.
Upwards of about 85% of kids nationally who are English learners are native-born children. Okay, they're our homegrown kids who are growing up in communities, oftentimes linguistically isolated communities, where they arrive at school speaking a language other than English. And so, yes, these are our kids, our American kids.
To understand how English as a second language is being taught today, you have to go back to 1998. That was when California voters passed Proposition 227, becoming the first state to officially end bilingual education. Several other states were quick to follow. And after the passage of Proposition 227, Galden Elementary School switched from a bilingual model to English immersion, meaning just English, only English. Isela Mendez, a former bilingual teacher who is now in charge of the English language program at Galden, remembers when Proposition 227 passed.
I thought the kids were just going to sink or swim, you know, and sink, but that wasn't the case at all.
In fact, according to Mendez, the students adapted much better than she expected. Today, while English acquisition is foremost on her mind, Mendez says she can't help but worry about students losing their first language.
Because once they lose it, it's going to be difficult for them to get it back. And sometimes I do get parents asking me, Miss Mendez, which should I reinforce at home? Because I want my child to only know English. So I've taken away all the Spanish books. I've taken away all of, you know, Spanish TV, and I try to speak to them only English because I want them to be strong in English. And then I kind of reiterated and said, well, you know, it's important that you retain your native tongue. Keep the Spanish at home. They will pick up the English here at school.
According to most research, it takes between 5 and 7 years to become proficient in English. Though many learners may speak fluent conversational English, this is different than the English needed to succeed in school, known as academic English. That is the language that students find in their textbooks. Even the very basics of mathematics, like the median, mode, and range, rely on this language.
Median sounds like
medium.
Medium means the
middle.
All right, think about how you're going to figure out the median or the middle number. How do you do that? Talk quickly at your tables. Go.
First, I counted 1, 2, 3. On the first side and 1, 2, 3 on the second side. So
Blanco says a lot of kids may sound completely at ease with the language, but they're not.
You have that range of levels, but you have a lot of kids, especially in fourth grade, that are stuck at that intermediate level. Intermediate is level three. Another term for it is level three. It's the middle of the road kiddos. They're fluent. They can speak to you. You think, oh man, this kid doesn't know any other language. And then you get them into reading and writing and you're going, whoa, okay, here's our holdup. This is where that language level comes into play. And this is why they're stuck at the intermediate level.
So why are these kids, many of whom have been in public school since kindergarten, why are they getting stuck? The answer is complicated. The difficulties in language acquisition, according to UCLA's Professor Gandara, is a smaller symptom of something much greater. About two-thirds of English language learners live below the poverty line.
Poverty has tremendously negative effects on academic achievement. I mean, we really have to sort out how much of this is about language and how much of it is about all the things that are attendant with poverty, including the least well-resourced schools. And I mean that in terms of like human resources.
Meaning teachers. Imagine a doctor who leaves medical school and receives only spotty continuing education, learning about one drug one day and another drug the next, but never how the drugs may interact. Well, that's how Stephanie Blanco feels when it comes to the training she gets when teaching English language learners.
We as teachers feel like we get bombarded. Oh, here's a new program. Try it out. Here's a new program. Your kids aren't reading. Try this program. Throw this in there. And we get bogged down because it's like we're trying to juggle 15 programs and get these kids moving when we have to familiarize ourselves with the programs, the ins and the outs. How does this work with the kids? And it takes a few years to gain mastery of the program. And that's a couple years of kiddos, of classes that are going through that aren't getting solid instruction from you because you're not comfortable with the program itself.
But 7 years ago, things started improving at Galden. The school instituted a teaching model that stuck. All the teachers were trained in this model, and English learner test scores have climbed each year since. Blanco feels it's really paid off. In her class, the students are discussing their last math term before the test, range. Blanco walks from table to table monitoring the discussion.
When you put them from least to greatest, and you get the first and last number, and you subtract them.
After a few minutes, the class falls silent. The test begins. I follow Blanco outside of the room and ask her quite simply, is this model the solution to teaching English to non-native speakers?
I don't know. I don't know. This is what I live and breathe, the English-only instruction, so my heart is here. But I also have seen bilingual education work wonders. There's nothing simple. It's just like everything else in life. There are so many shades of gray.
But there are at least two black and white facts. American schools are enrolling a greater number of English learners every year, and many of these children are in danger of falling further behind native speakers. The methods most effective in teaching these children? Well, that continues to be researched and debated. For The World, I'm Nina Porzucchi in Downey, California.